Chapter 46. Brody was moving toward Sector 7 to send some Rupak to the scrapyard when he felt the electric jolt of that odd transmission. "I still got it," he mumbled before moving on. He could hear the additional Badgers already on site engaging the Rupak vehicles. The Badgers' weapons package was superior to that of the ICVs, but the vehicles weren't exactly tanks. The fight would be a slog unless anti-vehicle weapons, or better yet, Brody, arrived. More fighting erupted elsewhere in the camp, punctuated by reports of Rupak inside the wire. Almost as soon as Badgers 3 and 5 arrived at Sector 7, their previous positions were hit. This attack was proving to be well-coordinated, drawing away Ohio's best defensive pieces and then striking where vulnerable. "Inside the wire," Brody rumbled, repeating the report thoughtfully. That meant direct engagement with Rupak soldiers, which was far more fun than destroying ICVs. Vehicles never give a look of surprise like those commie scumbags. Overhead, a Predator approached the ICVs in Sector 7, engaging them with a homebrew weapon system Alexa had concocted, a 30mm autocannon built out of Badger replacement parts. Brody checked in with Reach.
"Hey, does that brrr sound mean I can go kill those new guys?"
"Kill any Rupak you find, Brody," came back the tense reply. "Alexa has the ICVs under control from the air, and we're moving to engage the next breach.
Roger, citizens. Weapons hot. I'm going in."
Brody ran toward the sound of small arms fire. Small arms were fired by humans with equally small appendages. In his HUD, he reset his kill counter to zero. Those Rupak spies from earlier didn't really count. This was when the action would really get going. The zing of another transmission danced across his mind. Still got it. But that was the most powerful jolt he'd felt so far. A quick self-diagnostic showed that nothing was interfering with his systems. No electronic inhibitor that Dr. Roman somehow missed. Maybe he was just overly sensitive to comm transmissions, but whatever had just gone out was close. He looked around. The nearest building was one of the newly printed independent shower facilities. As the snaps and bangs of the battle increased in tempo, he felt another transmission from that direction. Yeah, something was going on in there. Brody pushed open the door and stepped inside. A faint voice came from one of the toilet stalls. Brody enhanced his audio receptors, but just missed the tail end of the outgoing communication. He quietly closed the door behind him, not wanting to alert whoever was in here to his presence. Another transmission jolt hit him. So, it was the incoming messages that were scrambling his brains like tinfoil on old fillings. He tried to decrypt it, but couldn't. Meanwhile, more reports of Rupak activity were flooding the Ranger command channel.
"They're running us around the camp," Lieutenant Harmon reported. "Hitting us where we aren't every time."
"Hitting us where we just were," Reach corrected. "This is happening way too quickly to just be a series of feints and thrusts. Someone is giving up our positioning. Alexa, do you see any more of those drones?"
"The airspace is clear," she answered.
"We're still holding our perimeter," Bosa said, his voice calm despite the rapidly deteriorating situation. "Sergeant Tran's team has eliminated the Rupak who slipped inside the wire. Be prepared to fall back to secondary defensive positions, but let's not give up the wall until we absolutely need to."
Even as Brody took in the tactical back and forth, he was listening in on a new outgoing transmission from the person hiding in the stall. A male, according to vocal analysis, was whispering in a Chinese dialect, reporting in real time the messages relayed across the various Ranger channels. Small wonder Rupak was able to exploit defensive weaknesses almost the instant they occurred. The Rangers had a spy. Brody needed only to decide what to do about it. The need for stealth had passed. He took heavy footsteps down the hall, banging a fist against each toilet stall door he passed. The resulting clamor would have drowned out anything the spy had to say, if he were still attempting to talk. He felt the zing of another incoming transmission just as he reached a locked stall. He grabbed the top of the partition and ripped the door off the hinges, revealing a thoroughly shocked and red-faced Ranger sitting on the seat, holding a comm implant between his fingers. Brody couldn't remember the kid's name, one of the nerds who worked on the comm array. But he could read the traitor's nameplate. Turner. The war machine grabbed the man's implant.
I'll take that.
Another transmission came in. Brody activated the comm, which was tiny, between his fingers.
Your friend can't come to the phone, he said.
Who is this? Said a voice in Chinese.
Just the fly in the ointment, Hans. The monkey in the wrench. The pain in the ass.
Brody crushed the device in his hand, its parts dribbling through his fingers.
You can get up now, he told Turner.
The man obeyed, stammering as he rose and exited the stall.
Listen, I don't know what you think is going on, but I'm a communications officer. I was monitoring RUPAC frequencies.
Brody leaned in to look at the toilet bowl in the stall. The water was clean.
Looks like that's all you were doing, citizen. I don't detect nearly enough parts per million of human fecal matter in the air to believe you dropped a deuce in here. Or is this your usual office?
No, Look, I intercepted the transmission when I finally got a RUPAC comm receiver working, and I got some really good intel. This fight can be over. It can be over right now. I just need to get to Captain Bosa.
Oh, Brody said, as though this revelation was important. We should go see Captain Bosa in that case, citizen.
I agree completely.
But first...
Brody equipped the shotgun he kept fastened to his back and held it at the hip, aimed at Turner.
Let's do a little Q&A.
Whoa, hey, Turner said, holding out his hand, unnerved.
Question one. Are you a spy?
No, of course not.
Question two. You're sure?
Yes.
You're really, really sure?
Yes.
Really, really, really sure?
I'm not a spy.
Okay. Last question. Remember, Turner, when I promised to kill you last?
Turner took a step back.
You never said you would kill.
I lied.
Brody pulled the trigger and sent flechettes into Turner, tearing away his upper chest and neck and sending the man spiraling into the shower area and onto the floor. He stood over the bleeding spy.
You're the disease, and I'm the cure.
Oh. The stutter's back.
Worth it.